Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And with the very successful return of Mamma Mia to Broadway this summer, I thought it was a good time to take a look at jukebox musicals, which have become a regular part of the musical theater world, producing some very big hits, but also a lot of flops. Just when they seem to be fading away, new ones suddenly pop up. So I think it's safe to say that jukebox musicals aren't going anywhere for the foreseeable future. So what exactly is the definition of a jukebox musical? I think we can agree that they need to have some sort of narrative structure. Without that, they would just really be a musical review show, like something like Smokey Joe's Cafe, which I don't really consider to be a jukebox musical. There would seem to be three different types of musicals that can fall into this category, with a wide range of opinions as to whether these are truly jukebox musicals or not. So here are what I think are the three types from what I see. First up, we have new book musicals that have been inspired by an existing old musical, but are drastically revised and have a score made up of songs from that original musical along with other theater songs written by the same songwriters. Or they can be a brand new musical, but is pulling songs from a particular songwriter's catalog and shoving them in there. So they're basically theater songs that have been put into a new show, creating a new musical. Now, perfect examples of these are the three quote-unquote new Gershwin musicals that were derived from older Gershwin musicals, but were revised and retitled and ultimately nominated for Best Musical at the Tony Awards, but they were not nominated for Best Musical Revival. We're going to hear from those three examples right now, all of which in some books could maybe be considered jukebox musicals. From 1983, we have My One and Only, which was originally based on Funny Face, very loosely, and it starred Tommy Toon and Twiggy, and it ran for 767 performances, as I said, nominated for Best Musical. Then in 1992, we got Crazy for You, which was based on Girl Crazy, ran much longer, 1,622 performances, and won the Tony Award winner as Best Musical. And then we had in 2012, Nice Work If You Can Get It, based on OK, which ran 478 performances. So let's hear from those right now. We're going to begin with Tommy Toon and Twiggy singing Little Jazz Bird from My One and Only. Then Jody Benson will sing Someone to Watch Over Me from Crazy for You. And we'll conclude with Kelly O'Hara singing But Not For Me from Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Into a cabaret, one fatal day, a little songbird flew.
Found it so very gay, he thought he'd stay just to get a bird's eye view.
When he heard the jazz band playing,
he was happy as a lark.
To each measure he kept swaying,
and he stayed till after dark.
Then back to the land he knew, thrill through and through, he sailed on in the air.
Called all the other birds, and in these woods started gurgling then and there.
I'm a little jazz bird, and I'm telling you to be one too. For a little jazz bird is in heaven when he's singing blue. I say it with regret, but you're out of date. You ain't heard nothing yet till you sing a thing.
When the going is rough,
you'll find
your troubles all have
gone. If you wobble
like
the moaning,
like
of, a
the moaning of a saxophone.
Just try my recipe, and I'm sure you'll agree that a little jazz bird is the only kind of bird to be.
Thank you. A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
There's a saying old that says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initials to my monogram.
But not for me. With love was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for
As I said, those three, quote-unquote, new Gershwin musicals all kind of pulled together a whole bunch of different Gershwin songs to create their scores for what they were considering to be brand new musicals. And interesting to note that all three of those shows all interpolated the song Nice Work If You Can Get It into their scores, even though that Gershwin song was actually written for a 1937 Fred Astaire film called A Damsel in Distress and not for the musical theater stage. And this type of musical is not done. There's another one coming. We've got a revision of Pal Joey called Shay Joey, which they are working on, pulling in not only songs from the original Pal Joey, but other Rodgers and Hart tunes. Now, the second jukebox musical type, which I think some people agree is much more of a jukebox musical type, that there's, a little bit more unanimity in terms of people agreeing that this does fall into the jukebox musical category, is bio musicals of specific songwriters or performers not from the world of musical theater that use their song catalogs in either a performance setting or as part of the narrative to tell their story. Probably the two most successful of these have been Jersey Boys in 2005, which won the Tony Award for Best Musical, and Beautiful in 2014, which told the story of Carole King, which was nominated for Best Musical and had a very healthy run. It won a Tony Award for Jesse Mueller, who played Carole King. So we're going to hear from those two right now. We're going to hear Tony winner John Lloyd Young singing Can't Take My Eyes Off of You from Jersey Boys, and Jesse Mueller will sing It's Too Late from Beautiful.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Baby, to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Just too good to be true.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside is dying and I can't hide it. I just can't fake it. Oh, no, no. It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside is dying and I can't hide it. I just can't fake it. It's too late, baby. There will be good times again for me and you, but we just can't stay together. Don't you feel it too? Still I'm glad that we had.
These bio jukebox musicals have also been noteworthy showcases for some amazingly talented women of the stage, as you will see from these Tony nominees and Tony winners from the next four shows that are all jukebox musicals, I think. From 2013, we have Tony nominee Mary Bridget Davies as Janis Joplin in A Night with Janis Joplin. Then from 2018, we have Summer, the Donna Summer musical, which featured three actresses playing Donna Summer at various stages in her life. Two of whom, LaShawn's and Ariana DeBose, received Tony nominations. We're going to hear from Ariana. She's going to sing a song. And then in 2018 also, we had The Cher Show, which also featured three different actresses playing Cher at different points in her life. It won a Tony Award for Stephanie J. Block as Best Actress in a Musical. And then in 2019, we had Tina, the Tina Turner musical, which garnered a Tony Award for Adrienne Warren as Tina Turner. So from A Night with Janis Joplin, here is Mary Bridget Davies singing Me and Bobby McGee, followed by Ariana DeBose as Donna Summer from Summer, singing Hot Stuff. Then Stephanie J. Block, Tony winner Stephanie J. Block, will sing The Way of Love from The Cher Show. And Adrienne Warren, another Tony Award winner from Tina, the Tina Turner musical, will sing Better Be Good to Me.
busted fly in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling the years faded as my dream. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before rain. I wrote a song with a New Orleans. Oh, I pulled my harpoon out my dirty red bandana, and I was playing soft for Bobby. Song that drive anew. Freedom's just another word. Oh, nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing on if it ain't free. Yeah. And a feeling good was season long when it sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my papi.
Thank you. when you meet a boy that you like a lot and you fall in love, but he loves you not. If a flame should start as you hold him near, better keep your heart out of danger, dear. For the way of love is the way of woe, and the day may come when you see him go. Then what will you do when he sets you free just the way that you said goodbye to me? When you meet a boy that you like a lot and you fall in love, but he loves you not. If a flame should start as you hold him near, you better keep your heart, keep it out of danger, dear.
Why it's so hard to be good to me.
And we can't forget about the men. There have been plenty of biomusicals about men that we're going to hear from. We've got three that we're going to hear from right now. We've got A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical, which opened in 2022 on Broadway. We are going to hear Will Swenson singing Cracklin' Rosie. Then from MJ, the musical about Michael Jackson, also from 2022, we're going to hear Tony winner Miles Frost as Michael Jackson with Smooth Criminal. And then from 2025, this past season, we've got Jonathan Groff as Bobby Darin in Just in Time, and he's going to sing Splish Splash.
Time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. No need to say please to no man for a happy tone. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. And me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, you make me smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Just set the world right and find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Set the world right and find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Yeah.
As she came into the window, was the sound of a crescendo. He came into her apartment, he left the blood stains on her carpet. She ran underneath the table, he could see she. So she ran into the bedroom. She was struck down. It was her doom. Annie, are you okay? So Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? So Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? So Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? So Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
Oh, splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night, yeah, I rubbed up just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door, and then I splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling, yeah. Bing bang, I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Flip flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was a lollipop with a Peggy Sue, good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Oh, well, splish splash, I forgot about the bath, I went and put my dancing shoes on,
History of the recording industry, especially the recording industry in the 50s and 1960s, has been a fertile ground for bio musicals on Broadway. And we got two next up. We've got Leader of the Pack from 1985, which told the story and featured the songs of Ellie Greenwich, who wrote a lot of big hits in the 1960s. We're going to hear Annie Golden and the girls singing Be My Baby. And then we've got Baby It's You from 2011, which was all about Florence Greenberg, who was a New Jersey housewife who started her own independent record label and became a major producer of big hit songs in the 1960s. She discovered the Shirelles, and we're going to hear the actresses playing the Shirelles, Erica Ash, Kira DaCosta, Christina Saju, and Crystal Starr singing I Met Him on a Sunday and Tonight's the Night from Baby It's You.
Just say you love me. I said, bye bye, baby.
You're gonna meet.
History of Motown also produced a couple of Broadway musicals. In 2013, we got Motown, the musical, which focused mostly on Berry Gordy, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, and the entire history of Motown Records, its founding. We're going to hear Felicia LeKay and the cast singing Ain't No Mountain High Enough. She played Diana Ross in the show. And then in 2019, we got a musical about the Temptations, who are also featured in Motown, in a musical called Ain't Too Proud. And we're going to hear Derek Baskin, James Harkness, Jawan Jackson, Jeremy Pope, and St. Aubyn with I Can't Get Next to You from Ain't Too Proud.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind,
no rain,
no winter's cold can stop me, babe, baby. If you're my you're my goal.
I know you must follow the sun wherever it leads. But remember, if you should fall short of your desires, just remember life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. And if you should miss my loving one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low.
make it rain whenever I want to.
Oh, I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make a ship sail on dry land. But my life is incomplete and I'm so blue, 'cause I can't get next to you.
I can't get next to you, babe.
I can't get next to you.
I can't get next to you.
I just can't.
I can't get next to you, babe.
I can't get next to you.
I can't get next to you.
Taking a hell of a risk with Dennis Edwards as our new temp. Oh, we weren't sure what folks were gonna think about that. Ruffin fans might abandon us for sure. But after picking up a few more Grammys and selling out concerts, we knew we hadn't lost our folks. It was sad to let Ruffin go. But I can't lie, we didn't miss his shenanigans. And we didn't have to. Every now and again, we'd be in the middle of a show, and this brother would come from nowhere and grab a mic.
So we've covered two categories of jukebox musicals. One, which is basically musicals that are taking musical theater songs and placing them into either very, very extensively revised books of old musicals or brand new musicals, but taking a catalog of musical theater songs and making them into a score, which some people don't necessarily consider those jukebox musicals, but I'm kind of putting it out there for debate. Secondly, we looked at bio musicals, which I think more people do consider those to be jukebox musicals, especially because a lot of the bio musicals we've been getting do talk or feature about pop music artists, as we heard from, you know, the Four Seasons and Carole King and Donna Summer and Cher and Neil Diamond. But next, we are going to turn our attention to the third category, which is I think the biggest, strongest category for the argument that these are what I think a lot of people mostly agree are the perfect examples of jukebox musicals. And those are what I'm calling the Mamma Mia mold, which is the type that, like I said, most people agree are jukebox musicals. And this is where pop songs are put into the framework of a new or adapted story. The songs are often from a specific artist or songwriter. And over the years, since the huge worldwide success of Mamma Mia, which opened in 2001, very, very few of them have been able to match that level of success. And we are going to hear amongst the hits and misses over the years. We've got four to listen to right now. From all of these ran well over 100 performances, but that none of them were really considered smash hits on Broadway. We've got All Shook Up from 2005, which ran 213 performances and featured the songs of Elvis Presley. From 2018, we have Head Over Heels, featuring the songs of the Go-Go's, which ran 188 performances. From 2018 also, we have Escape to Margaritaville, 124 performances featuring the songs of Jimmy Buffett. And from 2020 and 2022, because it was interrupted by the pandemic, we have Girl from the North Country, which ran 175 performances combined over its two runs with the pandemic in between, and features the songs of Bob Dylan. So let's kick it off with Cheyenne Jackson and the cast of All Shook Up singing Come On Everybody.
Come on everybody and snap your fingers now. Come on everybody and clap your hands real loud. Come on everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. Mama, my baby.
Mama, my baby.
Mama, my baby.
Mama, my baby.
Hey, hey. And my baby loves me.
My baby loves me.
Come on everybody and whistle the tune right now. Come on everybody and stomp your feet real loud. Come on everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. Love on the baby.
Love on my baby.
Love on the baby.
Love on my baby.
Hey, hey. And my baby loves me.
My baby loves me.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with the long-haired music like Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach. But I was raised with the guitar in my hand, and I was born to rock. Well, come on everybody and turn your head to the left. Come on everybody and turn your head to the right. Come on everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. Love on the baby.
Love on my baby.
Love on the baby.
Love on my baby.
Hey, hey. And my baby loves me.
A week without you.
seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams, some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, or bulgur wheat, but the big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise, heaven on earth within a bird's eyes. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
I heard about a bride trying to get real thin. She eats the same again and again. No beer, no bread, she says, until she's wet. Well, it'll make her so dizzy her head is gonna spin. But times have changed for ladies these days. A real man will support what you need, not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that American creation on which you feed. Cheeseburger in paradise, medium rare with mustard.
How do you like your cheeseburger?
The normal way, of course. The way everybody likes their cheeseburgers.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato pies, 57 and French fried potatoes, a big kosher pickle and a cold draft beer. Well, good God almighty, which way do I steer?
Forever young.
just heard a set of four jukebox musicals, starting with All Shook Up from 2005. We heard Cheyenne Jackson and the cast with Come On Everybody. Then we heard Taylor Amon Jones and the cast of Head Over Heels doing Vacation, followed by Lisa Howard, Eric Peterson, the cast of Escape to Margaritaville with Cheeseburger in Paradise. Those are the songs of Jimmy Buffett. And we concluded with Mayor Winningham and the cast of Girl from the North Country with Forever Young. And also in this kind of jukebox musicals category of pop songs put into a narrative format, we had two jukebox musicals based on albums of the same name that were also pulled in songs from the same artists from other albums, but they were kind of based on specific albums created by these artists. From 2010, we have American Idiot featuring the songs of Green Day. And from 2019, we have Jagged Little Pill featuring the songs of Alanis Morissette. So let's start with American Idiot. We've got John Gallagher Jr., Rebecca Naomi Jones, and Stark Sands with Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And from Jagged Little Pill, we've got Elizabeth Stanley singing Smiling.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. I don't know where it goes, but it's home to me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk my shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me.
Thank you. is a life of extremes. Both sides are slippery and enticing. These are my places off the rails. This loose recollection of a falling, barely remember who I failed. I was just trying to keep it together.
As I said, jukebox musicals are with us, and they don't seem to be going away. Our next four jukebox musicals in this category are all very, very recent. As a matter of fact, the first three all opened in 2024 to varying degrees of success. The Heart of Rock and Roll only ran 72 performances. It featured the songs of Huey Lewis and the News. Swept Away, also opened in 2024, only lasted 48 performances, featuring the songs of the Avett Brothers. And then Hell's Kitchen, which has run 575 performances as of today and is still running, features the songs of Alicia Keys. But the biggest one, and the one that seems to be, if anything, is kind of on the road or on the path to becoming maybe a next Mamma Mia, though not quite to that level yet, but has run 1,175 performances. It opened in 2022. It's the musical And Juliet, featuring the songs of Max Martin. So we're going to kick kicking off with the Heart of Rock and Roll. We're going to hear Tamika Lawrence in the cast with The Power of Love. Then we're going to hear the cast of Swept Away with A Gift for Melody Ann. From Hell's Kitchen, we're going to hear Tony Award winner Malia Joy Moon and the cast with The River. And then from Anne Juliet, we're going to hear Tony Award nominee Lorna Courtney doing Baby One More Time.
Another man sing, change a hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. That's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds, ooh, rich like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good.
Hold hands, yeah, I wanna make love. just want my life to be true.
And I just want my heart to be true.
I just want my heart to be true.
And I just want my words to be true.
I just want my words, my soul to feel brand, brand new. Like a fresh coat of paint, we can make it anything but blue. Anything but blue.
Now when your dreams start saying, I can't come true, you'd be better off without me.
No! Don't let them go. Don't let them go.
No, no,
I just want my life to be true.
I just want my life to be true.
Yeah, and I just want my heart to be true.
I just want my heart to be true.
Oh, and I just want my words to be true.
I just want my words,
my soul.
So follow the river.
Well, there you have it, a look at the genre of jukebox musicals and kind of the three different categories of jukebox musicals. You may or may not agree that any that those actually are jukebox musicals, some of them. I'm not sure you think that those initial Gershwin musicals I talked about fall into this category. But like I said, it's kind of an interesting debate that's an ongoing discussion as to what is classified as a jukebox musical, but they certainly are here to stay and they're not going away. So far for this coming season, I don't believe we have any jukebox musicals announced yet, but I won't be surprised if one or two pop up in this coming season that's ahead of us. But in closing, I think it's most appropriate that we look at the absolute king or queen of all jukebox musicals, and that is the one that kind of initiated this episode of the Broadway Radio Show, and that is Mamma Mia, which has become a worldwide phenomenon, has produced two hit films, and features the music of ABBA. So here from the original London production is Siobhan McCarthy, Louise Plowright, and Jenny Galloway with Dancing Queen.